Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right. This is from Malcolm in Gainesville, CLO. Malcolm writes, my wife threw a pack of condoms at me because I stayed out until midnight last Saturday. She said, if I'm going to cheat, do it responsibly. She has serious baggage. We've been married 7 years. Will I have to deal with this forever?
She has serious baggage. I don't know what that means. I think you're trying to lead us to think that she's accusing you of something you haven't done because you stayed out till midnight. You've got to deal with that. Yeah, midnight. Coming in here, no 12. You 15. We don't do that. So, yeah, man. Now, if you haven't done anything, then you have a problem. If you've done something and she throwed it, I don't know, man. I don't know. Y'all got to talk through this. Because if you're really saying you haven't done anything, dog, and she's just, you know, carrying some baggage from being cheated on before, that's going to be a problem. You're probably going to have to sit down and talk to somebody, go to some type of marital counseling.
Yep.
Or just sit down and just put a tracker on your own phone. And just say, here, this is where I'm at. I told y'all I was going to be over Stan's house. This is where I was. You know, you could do that. I don't know. But that's all I got for you, bro.
She threw a pack of condoms at him. Wow. Okay. Moving on to Sheila in Tulsa. Sheila writes,
excuse me. Now, if you throw a pack of condoms at me, I've considered that consent.
Yeah. And
you got a hall pass.
I'm using all of them. The 3 or the 12?
Oh, wow. All right. I know, that's way TMI. All right, moving on to Sheila in Tulsa. Sheila writes, my husband and I went to dinner with friends. I was trying to tell a story from our past, and he shut me down and said I had no sense of humor, so he should finish the story. I have ignored him since Friday. Why can't he see how hurtful that was? She's not talking to him at all.
Well, my wife can't tell a story either, dog. I know exactly where you are.
So have you? But have you shut her down and said she has no sense of humor?
Hell no.
I didn't think
sit
so.
Sit there and listen to that disorganized story, and she be laughing the whole time she be telling it. And people like her because she's so nice, so they be just going with it. I be going,
ooh, tell it, baby.
Oh, Lord, that ain't the order. This go, you left this out. Ooh, that ain't going to be funny without this information you left out.
Oh, man, you're a professional storyteller. You're the king.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind
of
hard. But, no, I've never shut her down.
Yeah.
I've tapped her under the table. Try to get her to speed it up a little bit. She don't even know what that means.
Wrap this up. Come on.
The producer, he told her,
read the room.
Yeah,
I've
been trying to help get that work.
But she wants to know, Sheila wants to know, why can't her husband see how hurtful that was to her for him doing that in front of all those people?
Well, it was either hurt you or watch the hurt on their face suffering through this bad story.
Oh, so the audience is more important.
It's the sacrifice of one for the good of them all. Know that.
But it's silent in that house, though. She's not talking to him.
Yeah, well, he probably won't do it again.
Yeah. No. All right. Good.
Junior,
right,
what's the matter with you today? We got a CLO problem going on right here on the show. Junior, what's wrong with you today?
Nothing. I'm married. That's it.
What I thought. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Moving on to...
Got it. Know exactly where
quick
you at.
Question, quick answer.
Got it.
Moving on to Anna in Virginia Beach. Anna writes, why are all the good men smaller and less exciting in bed? I met a man that's 6'4", and I had hoped he came with a lot of benefits, if you know what I mean. But he did not, and I don't think I can keep dating him. How do I let him down easily?
You know what, lady? You know what, lady? Why are all the men That's good. The good man. Small down there. Have you ever thought that maybe you should reduce your test pool?
What?
You should narrow down your scope of test pool. You're trying too much. What about you? What about you?
What about her?
This is not about her. It's about the men in her life.
No. What are her redeeming qualities? I get tired of people calling here talking about a man can't do this in bed and can't do that. What do you do?
Well, uh-oh. I mean, that's not her uh-oh. Question. But that's not her question.
Not her question. That's my question.
Oh, back at
but you
her.
You can't answer her question with a question.
C-L-O.
Chief Love Officer.
See,
in case you don't
all,
know.
And all the time is not the guys. You know what, ma'am? Well, maybe you just too doggone experienced. Maybe you done way too much. You done the most. Now can't nobody keep up with you. Now you mad.
Okay, can you answer her question, though?
I've answered the question. Maybe you too much. You know what? If you can't find nobody to satisfy you, then can you quench the thirst? Are you satisfiable? Or have you done so much that can't nobody live up to what you need?
That's it.
Really?
You're not done.
No, for real.
Men, why are good men smaller and less exciting in bed?
And you gonna pass up on a good man because he ain't exciting in bed. Now, you exciting in bed, but you might not be a good woman.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know, that can happen, too.
Oh, man.
She doesn't think she can keep dating him, CLO.
Okay, well, leave him and move on to the next one like you've done time and time again before. But you're gonna quit passing up on these good men. Men are trainable. You know, but I'm going to tell you something right now. We don't care how good you do it. Why? We will leave you.
Roll over.
We will leave you. We will leave you.
Okay, bye.
There'll be another you in a minute.
In a quick minute.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. You'll be over there by yourself again.
This is from Ron in Valdosta. Ron in Valdosta says, my wife goes for a walk most evenings after work. I rode by her on my way home and she had stopped to talk on her phone. When she got home, she swore she wasn't on the phone. She was singing. Why would she lie about what I saw?
Wouldn't you?
You ain't been singing.
If you stopped to talk to a girl, wouldn't you tell her you were singing?
She's just walking.
Okay,
right.
There you have it.
All right.
Lucky you didn't ask me, because I'd have told you I was praying.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.